You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports.
Do I come across as thoroughly hateable as I toot my own horn on this Royals thing?
Well, I'm tooting your horn.
What?
Damn it.
With Joshua Briscoe.
It's not so funny when you're the one on the other side of the liner button, is it?
It's not so funny.
I'm turning my mic off now.
On ESPN Kansas City.
In fairness, the Royals didn't go down until the middle rounds. Also, they were going down pitching, I think, really. Oh, this is terrifying. Like, are the Royals going to get... They're not going to average four runs per game. This is my fear.
No, yeah, this is the thing. Like,
this is a good offensive performance.
Yeah. And they're still losing by a lot.
I'm sad for Rex Hudler. He's on TV right now, and I'm afraid that he's gonna. I don't want to live my life with a sad Rex Hudler.
He needs to be making crazy statements about the moon being a planet.
Yeah, exactly. And that's always also great. That's funnier whenever like
they're good.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, there aren't the people behind the.
Oh, they
plate
left already.
Gone.
Yeah, fifth inning probably.
Yeah. Fine. Go ahead. First one of the season. Not number one in the division or nothing. Number one in the draft order. Number one with a bullet in the MLB draft order.
Maybe.
Perfect. That's perfect. All right, get this out of here. Brad Keller is currently making his major league debut.
Who?
He's a pitcher. It's very exciting. I got a tweet. I don't want to hear the wind tunnel, please. I hate that so much. You have no idea how much I hate that. Brent.
I live in it.
Brent tweeted in with, I think, a fair criticism of our previous discussion. He said, how can you hate on Tom but advance Wile E. Coyote? They're the same character. I don't know if that's true or not.
What was it? I was reading a tweet. One of your tweets. So there. That makes you feel better.
It does make you feel better. Brent tweeted in and said, how can you hate on Tom but advance Wile E. Coyote? They are the same character. Wile E. Coyote, I think, actually benefits from not being a title character. Well, Tom is half of the show. Wile E. Coyote is less than half of Looney Tunes. He's a very good fragment of it. He's like a closer. He doesn't get a bunch of innings. He shuts it down whenever he shows up. He's Wade Davis.
Well, here's my argument on that. So Tom and Jerry is just, you know, Tom chasing after Jerry the whole show, and you see both of them in equal amounts. You see the Roadrunner for like 10 seconds when he zooms up, makes his little meep meep, and zooms off. And then the rest of it is Wile E. Coyote trying and trying and trying and failing and failing and failing. It is about Wile E. Coyote's struggle. Tom and Jerry is just about their games of cat and mouse.
Whenever you turn that into a liner later, because I know you're proud of yourself, I want you to amplify the little that you did just as loud as you. I want it to sound like the beat dropping in an XXXTentacion song.
I wasn't going to make a liner out of it now, but I will now.
Great, do it.
Just so I can do that.
Also, I don't know if this person has an actual human name or not. I assume they do. But they're at BlackGlass1, but there are no vowels in black or glass. And he's tweeting about our discussion yesterday about Wreck-It Ralph and Wreck-It Ralph beating a lion.
That's the tweet that I was reading.
Then the idea of a car fighting, even just running over toys from Toy Story, doing donuts in an intersection and aggravating the old man from Up. And I love that idea. I love that instead of brutally murdering the old man from Up, you just try to like annoy him until he dies of natural causes. It's a very interesting way of going about it. I find all of that extremely interesting. Man, I was excited about baseball for what, 20 minutes today?
When the Royals were actually looking okay.
Yeah.
And Duda hit
the John Jay generation.
Yeah.
We need to just start calling him Triple J, by the way. I need you to help me permeate this.
What's our good nickname for the bullpen this year? Dumpster fire?
Well, I mean, I definitely had one. It was just sort of adding one word between bull and pen, but it would have gotten the show canceled.
Or at least like a stern finger wagging.
The bull bleep pen. We could say that, right? That's fair. And the bullpen hasn't even really been the problem yet. Oh, this is terrifying. Is he okay? You heard my response to something that Beards told me off air. just with our
no is the actual answer to that question, but
can you do you have a reason? Do we have a reason for this?
No. So there's no Frank White show following us today. Shane just came in and told me that.
Right. Okay. So
I'm assuming they're all at the Royals.
Yeah.
That is my guess.
Table setting here. The Frank White show is on from 6 to 7 here on ESPN Kansas City every Thursday. And Beards mentioned like, oh yeah, the Frank White. Remember the Frank White show's in after you. So, you know, it's I got to get out of the room a little quicker than I usually do. Whatever. Just going to get out of the way.
Usually sitting here for 30 minutes after the show and look at Twitter.
That's not true. I usually sit in the other room for 30 minutes and look at Twitter.
That's also true.
But Beards mentioned that earlier, and then I didn't know who. Someone walked in and poked their heads into the control room, and then Beards just hit the talkback button, which only I can hear, and just said, "No Frank White today." And that my genuine reaction is, he okay? Like, I don't... Did
not emotionally.
Did Danny Duffy do something to it? Like, did Danny Duffy giving up 5 runs in the 4th inning? Like,
I think one of those home runs hit him in the head. Single one of them hit him in the head. It was this really weird thing where Frank kept moving around in the outfield. He's like, okay, I'm going to be going over, thunk. And you then they're carrying Frank him out White... on the stretcher after, like, the 4th one, and then just the fifth one lands right in his stomach.
You think that Frank White is sitting in the outfield, Beards? You think Frank White is out in the outfield
seats? He's mingling among the fans. He's trying to console the poor fans.
You think Frank White's sitting in the fountains right now?
Well, not anymore. They took him to the hospital after he got hit in the head by the 5th home run. So far as we know, Frank's okay.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Physically, at least.
Right.
Not emotionally.
Right. Distressed, possibly. I mean, it's not like Frank White's new to seeing the Royals be bad. Like,
no.
He saw some bleep.
I think anybody born pre-2014...
At least, like, at the age of 10. Yeah.
Everybody knows the Royals stink.
Yeah, I wonder how we're going to, like...
We had that good year and a half where they were good.
Like, you and I, and this our generation is going to be an interesting point of reference. So, like, in 20 years, let's say the Royals don't win another World Series in the next 20 years.
Totally probably going to happen.
Yeah. So the rebuild goes poorly, and then Dayton Moore and Ned end up retiring, and they're rebuilding again. We're there, I don't know, 10 years from now. Let's make it 10 years from now.
Sure. On their third rebuild.
Yeah, they're going into rebuild 3 of this sort of era. I mean, this time it's without Dayton Moore. It's without Ned Yost. Let me check something first before I say a thing. Come on, huh? Let's see, 2020... All right, the thing I was going to say is Dayton Moore is gone, Ned Yost is retiring, and David Glass is dead. And I didn't want to kill David Glass without checking how far into the future it would be. And David Glass right now is 82, I think. So
yeah.
10 years from now. And not definitely. I'm not trying to kill David Glass.
No.
I hope he lives much more than the next 10 years. But I almost said I should fact check before I killed David Glass. But you're in a new era. It's a very new rebuild. Please don't make a liner out of that.
We'll see.
Oh my! I just closed the tab, and then the thing on my next tab was Dick Dastardly. Gosh, it's a Hanna-Barbera cartoon character that I didn't.
But anyway, year 10, rebuild 3.
Sorry, man. It was disconcerting. It was startling. Just closing tabs and then boom, Dick Dastardly. But yeah, it'll be interesting for our generation and beyond a little bit. Like, what's the... Are we going to just sort of look back at, like, just, like, a two-year mistake? That, like, we're just, like, there was a glitch in the Matrix, and the Royals were really good for 2 years?
Or it's just one of those lightning-in-a-bottle moments.
I guess. And that might be fair.
I'd say that more than a mistake.
Just like a mistake in God's control of baseball. Sort of how it feels like it could end up being now. And it's fair that it's better than that. That it's looking back and... It being, you know, a well-orchestrated plan that gave you a three-year maybe window, and you capitalized on it in two of them and obviously won it all in one. But the larger point being, for a little bit it felt like we might be looking at a team that could actually, I don't want to say it could be a dynasty because I never thought that.
But at
a
least team that could playoff be a, relevant that could, for several years.
That could be a contender for a while, yeah. But I guess it's that last year the pieces started to slip away and there's no, you know, Ben Zobrist and Johnny Cueto and everything and the guys you made
and
moves
Davis.
For and Wade Davis and Greg Holland, right. And Greg Holland and so those pieces slip away and then the results slip and then you lose Hosmer and Kane in the same offseason and then Alex Gordon falls off the face of the earth. Like it all sort of devolved really aggressively for 1 year. You're a 500 team, and then you lose. And it's just over. Like, there's no sustainability in that, and that's kind of a bummer. Also, it hurts to watch James Shields be the best pitcher in the ballpark in a day where he gave up 4 runs in the first inning. Like, that's upsetting. Also, I meant to ask Cody this, because this felt like something Cody might know. The Royals are off tomorrow.
Yes.
And then they play the White Sox on Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Isn't that weird? Does that happen ever? Are teams having... Is it so more teams can have opening day on a day that's not being played by everybody?
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like the year after they beat the Mets for opening day, it was like this, where it was they had a game against the Mets, and then there was like a day off, and then they finished the series.
But this is a divisional opponent. Like, they're going to play the White Sox 1,000 times. I don't know. Sorry, this is literally just me asking a question on the radio and hoping someone tweets me the answer. It's probably not going to happen, but I have gotten some tweets about boomerang characters, which is honestly something that I'm more happy to see in my mentions. Also, if the salt wasn't already in the wound, I forgot to mention this earlier, Greg Holland signed a 1-year, $14 million deal with the Cardinals today. Like, this team didn't have any use for him, obviously. But that's just kind of sad. Kind of a sad state of affairs. I also, with fear of retribution here, I don't hate St. Louis. I understand that that's like a rivalry or whatever. But like, I'm not a fan, but I don't have a particularly angry take on that. And so for that reason, like, I'm kind of glad that Greg Holland is there just because he's like physically closer and we'll be able to keep an eye on him a little more because we keep a little bit of an eye on the Cardinals around here, I feel like. Not close, just, you know, a little bit. So I don't hate St. Louis. I'm sorry. It's fine.
They're okay.
I don't care about St. Louis that much. They got a big, shiny arch.
Been years since I've been there.
Yeah, have I told the story on air of the trip that I took to St. Louis? Have I said that on this show? I might have even told it over on a weekend show.
I don't know. I don't think so.
This was a few years ago. It was me and two friends, one of whom I just don't see very often anymore, another one who... It ended up being one of the most frustrating people in that time of my life. This was probably three to 5 years ago. The band Anne Berlin was on their final tour. And we saw the closest that they got was in St. Louis. And so we decided that the three of us were going to go. One of us had like our parents' car that was the most reliable, We took a bunch of CDs for the drive, and we drove out there. The three of us were going to take turns driving and everything.
Is this the milk story?
Yeah, it's the milk story. Yes. I'm going to tell it again for a new audience.
It's still good.
And so usually I'd be mad at Beards for like telling the punchline, but that has to make you more confused if you haven't heard the story yet. And so we drive down there, and the whole time I'm in the back seat, just with like the stacks of CDs, and the other two guys are in the front. We stop halfway at some little like, I mean, like calling it a gas station isn't even right. It was like a little like a little general store kind of thing with also a gas pump, I think. I don't know. And I was like, do you want me to drive or whatever? You guys want to drive? I'm like, no, it's fine. Guy two was like, no, I'll take the next shift. And I'm like, okay, cool. That's fine. I'll start driving on the way back or whatever. Actually, I'm not even sure if those two guys did switch on the way down there. And I was like, I'll drive some of the way back. That's fine. As long as I, you know, maybe don't have to drive the whole thing or whatever. And we got there, went to the show. The show was amazing. All that was great. And then we left the venue. Can't remember where it was. Doesn't really matter. I left the venue and went to a gas station to fill up, get some snacks and everything. I got a big cup of like whatever gas station coffee and some sunflower seeds probably. And I was like, all right, yep, I'll take this first shift. We'll get going, whatever. And then they come to the counter with a container of donut holes. Not even good ones. Like the stale ones that are like drizzled like dunked in chocolate. And at least one of them had a bottle of milk. Not like a liter, but like, you know, a single sort of serving, like a Gatorade bottle of milk, basically. And I was like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, just milk sounded good. I wanted milk and donuts. Milk and donuts. Like, okay. All right, that's fine. Just don't fall asleep. I'm like, oh, no, I'm not going to fall asleep. Come on, I'm not going to fall asleep. It's like 1 a.m. We're leaving St. Louis at 1 a.m. to drive back to, for me, Shawnee at the time. But they basically drive back to Kansas City. It's like four hours. And everyone's tired, obviously. It's 1 a.m. And we're on the road for 10 minutes before both of them are just completely unconscious. Like who could have seen that coming? That milk and donuts were going to knock you out at 1 a.m. after a show. I'm stunned. And I went back and forth from listening to, like, Childish Gambino in my earbuds to, like, podcasts to, like, music through the actual car speakers. And for a while, silently. No, like very quiet music just to try to, like, keep me kind of, like, moving. And eventually I was like, they did not budge. And eventually started listening louder, but I didn't want to wake them up and whatever. And I just did not take my foot off the pedal for 4 hours. And then I just whipped up to my house because we had met at my house. I just whipped up to my house and I was like, hey, we're here. I'm going to bed at 4 a.m. or whatever it was. And they're like, what? And I was like, oh, did you drive the whole way back? Like, no. Yeah, no, I stopped at a bed and breakfast halfway to between the two. What are you talking about? And then I started throwing donut holes at them. That's not true. That didn't happen. That was my last memorable experience in St. Louis. It might have been the last time I was in St. Louis. I don't know. But I have mostly good memories attached to St. Louis because the show was great. The drive back from St. Louis makes me homicidal. Just filled with rage. Bad friends. Being bad friends. Beards pointed this out earlier. Mike Moustakas. Looking a little pudgy.
That's saying something. Last year he was a little pudgy.
I think he might be a little pudgier.
Yeah. Hey, though, if he breaks the Royals home run record again, he can be as pudgy as he wants.
Oh, yeah, he can look like Babe Ruth if he wants. If he hits 40 home runs looking like Babe Ruth, awesome. The only problem is he's going to have to hit 40 home runs by the trade deadline. Because I don't think he's going to be here the second half of the season. Alex Gordon is starting at his third different position during an opening day with the Royals. That's kind of funny. Or sad? Sorry, sad is the word I was looking for. His beard is terrible, man.
It's not good.
And he's done this in years past, and this is kind of like his look now.
He usually has a good beard. This is not a good one.
No, he's done this before, where it's just like the bottom half of his face is fully bearded.
It goes to like his straight line from his mouth to his jawline, to the very back of his jaw.
Corners of his mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. It's the corner of his mouth out, straight line. Below that, full beard. Then right above that, skin fade. Just straight down, like, and it looks like
it's not good.
It looks like he stuck his face in a fake beard. Like someone stopped putting on a fake beard.
Well, it looks
halfway
like he had an accident shaving.
Yeah, but he's done this. This is like a look for him.
I know, and he's got a really, really small mustache.
Yeah,
and the rest of his beard is ginormous.
It's the baseball chin that I already hate so much, but it's like the evolved version. Like I, for some reason, I just think of Steven Strasburg. Whenever they're thinking like the big, just the big puffy fuzz. But Alex Gordon's is just that, but like out of control. It's well manicured. I just think it should be a full beard. It's troubling. It's also, you know, again, like his look, I guess. All right, so far in this segment, we've called Mike Moustakas pudgy, and we've insulted Alex Gordon's beard. There should be a thing on Wheelie Bad, on Sportsnet that, you know, we've talked about a bunch.
Cody's Wheel Punishment.
Right. There should be one that's sort of like catered to each person. Having you have to wear the Alex Gordon beard for like a month would be really good.
Ooh.
Like that, I couldn't. You couldn't make me do that. Not because I would refuse, but because I couldn't physically. Like it just wouldn't happen. You might have the beard volume to pull it off.
Probably.
Considering that's your name and all.
And I'd also have to get, like, the lowest guard setting on my mustache.
The whole thing would be disgusting.
It wouldn't be good.
You okay over there?
Yeah.
You getting choked up about the idea of shaving your beard?
That's also the Royals.
Yeah, I understand.
Their pitcher, I think his name is Grimm, and they're just like, oh, that's the Royals' chances this year.
That's fair.
Right there.
Yeah. Yep, and let's see. Oh, yeah, Grimm is in for the Royals. Fitting. He comes in relief of Hopeless. Now warming up in the bullpen.
Sadness is in the bullpen.
Oh, Sadness is in the bullpen. Oh, but also up and stretching now is Not a Chance in Hell, which is not the jersey I got to get my hands on.
It'll be cheap.
Ooh, Acceptance also on the roster right now. Let's see, is their first overall pick? Is that no? Okay. Also, there's a Menards commercial on my television right now. I believe that we're still going out there on Wednesday. Which is very exciting. I wanted to give you a tease for what Wednesday's show is going to be about. But in reality, we don't really know. It's going to be about whatever we're seated close to. It's basically going to be playing I Spy, but in a Menards. You turn on your microphone as if you had something, Beards, and then there's nothing, and I just sort of feel like I got lied to.
Oh, well, here, let me.
Okay, great, perfect. His mic's off again, so now I know that I shouldn't be expecting anything. Ready for an awesome radio tease? Marlins man is a free agent. We talk about this multi-layered story next.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
Time flies when you're talking about your dad's throw empire that you ruined and then the long drives back from St. Louis you never fully forgive your friends for.
On 1510 AM, 94.5 FM, and the ESPN Kansas City Facebook page.
It's an incredible poll there, Beards. Is this Center Field by John Fogerty? Fantastic. I'm super glad you're playing this. In honor of Alex Gordon starting opening day at a different position. Mix it, DJ. I'm not sure. Oh, it's hell. It's hell. Watching the Royals, I mean. Oh, man. I think, oh.
No, they're not.
Oh. I think you might have to take this one to the booth, DJ. I don't know if you, I don't know if this one's, if this one you can mix live.
Oh. 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 The answer to that question is no. No, you can't.
What was the question?
Whether or not you could mix this live.
Oh, I wasn't, I don't, I didn't ask you as a question. I'm just like, it was just hellacious.
Like the Royals.
Exactly.
Also, the guy they have in now has lots of hair.
Yeah, that's Smith pitching
Birch
currently.
Birch
Smith.
Oh, God.
He looks like he should, he looks like he just left Mumford & Sons. I mean, he does.
He looks like a poor man's Tim Lincecum. A very poor man's Tim Lincecum.
He looks like if Tim Lincecum and Artie Lang had a baby.
It looks like if Tim Lincecum went to Woodstock for a little
Ooh,
bit too
that's
long.
That's not bad. Hmm.
Man.
How it's about not good
Royals,
whenever,
huh?
It's not good whenever you have a guy wearing number 64 pitching on opening day. That's the,
and this is like the fifth guy they brought out of the bullpen.
Yeah, no, I mean, the Royals are seriously on their fourth or fifth pitcher of the day.
Or sixth.
It's possible.
Let's look.
My guess is five.
I'll look. You keep talking.
Okay. Thank you. I will.
Like you normally do.
Yep. I had a tweet that I wanted to read, and then I lost it.
Just like the Royals lost their chances at this game. You remember when it was 4-0?
I do. Felt like it was like an hour ago. Well, 2 hours ago.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Danny Duffy,
yeah.
4 innings. Boyer, 1 inning. Keller, 1 inning. Grimm. Hill, Smith.
Oh, that's six.
Yeah. ERA, Boyer, 27. Duffy, 11.25.
What was that sound?
Sadness, that's what that was.
My Royals hat fell off. Even my hat tried to jump to its death. Wow. That's depressing.
Escobar, you want to know his batting average?
Zero?
Yep. Hey, Soler. Oh,
Smith
never
just,
mind.
Smith just
Soler's
walked.
Zero as well.
Smith just walked a guy to load up the bases.
Oh, my God.
It's really. Oh, no. He might walk a guy in. This is not play by play.
No, this will be when the Grand Slam happens.
We are not your home for Royals play by play. Oh, the Royals only have 4 mound visits remaining. I don't know what that really. I don't know what they started at.
So we have an update from your mom.
Please.
Chloe was in the kitchen and looked up at the TV and just said, "Who is that guy pitching? His hair." Oh, it's awful. Look at that close up.
It's literally that Chloe. That's literally exactly what Beards and I said during the commercial break.
It almost looks like he's trying to do dreadlocks. Just the way that it looked there was not good. He's not, I don't think, actually trying to, but it did not look good. Just like his pitching.
He's not trying to be bad, but he is.
Oh, gosh. So who's pitching tomorrow? We've used six. We're not. Whoever's pitching tomorrow is going to have to go 9. Or
Ian Kennedy is going to throw a complete game on Friday. You're right, though. At least they got a not Friday, Saturday. They're off tomorrow. Wow, even the umpire looks like he hates being there. They did a zoom up close up of the ump.
Ah, it's full count.
Oh, I wanted to get that Mellinger tweet. That's what it was. Can I get some music while I find this Mellinger tweet? It actually might have been Maria Torres. Oh, you mother. Oh, that's a couple of runs for the White Sox. Yep, that's looking like 2 more. It's a soft dribbler out in 2 center field.
Did you find the tweet yet?
No, I just sort of got jamming, honestly. I got it! You should just let that play in the cart system forever, and so we can just pot it up randomly. Not randomly. No, not randomly. Whenever I ask for music, it could just be at any point in that song. Maria Torres tweeted. I know one of these names. Ready?
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball season.
Maria Torres tweeted, Blaine Boyer, Ryan Goins. That's the name I've heard of. I just couldn't.
Goins?
I don't remember. I even know how to pronounce it, but I've seen it before.
G-O-I-N-E-S?
Yeah, just N-S.
Yeah, Goins.
Blaine Boyer, Ryan Goins, Tim Hill, Birch Smith, and Brad Keller have made the Royals roster. Adalberto Mondesi and Bubba Starling replace some DL. Mellinger quote tweeted that simply with, bullpen is going to be a problem this year. Buckle up. So say hey, Willie. Someone responded to him with asterisk all pitching. Mellinger responded with asterisk hitting and defense probably not great either. I'm not ready to play ever.
not today.
I'm not ready to play today. I'm not ready to play tomorrow.
Here comes Ned.
Oh, my God. Today.
Who's this?
Who's coming in? 33. Who's 33? All right, let's try to find. Can I get some music while I look up the Royals roster? Dude, we're like 1/324th through the season, and we are angry at the Royals, man. Oh, it's Brian Flynn. We know Brian Flynn.
That doesn't help things.
But we've heard of him.
Okay.
That's something. You gonna play this game?
Sure. What game is this? Is this the sadness game? Because I'm there.
How many of these pitchers have you heard of? These are active roster Royals pitchers.
Okay.
How many have you heard of before today? Blaine Boyer.
No.
Danny Duffy. Ding.
One.
Brian Flynn. Ding.
Two.
Justin Grimm. No.
No.
Jason Hamill. Ding.
Sure.
Kelvin Herrera. Ding. Tim Hill. Jake Junis. Ding.
Okay.
Brad Keller.
Ugh.
Ian Kennedy. Brandon Maurer.
Yeah.
Eric Skoglund.
Okay.
Birch Smith. We've seen most of these guys today. The guys we haven't seen are starters. I wish you could have seen how dismissively Beards did that. He is so upset, and he just... right when center field was coming in there, he just cranked it up and then threw it down again.
Oh, song's over. Thank goodness.
A woman's holding a sign on TV. It says, hey, boys in blue, I'm 50 today, too. Can we change it to, like, hey, boys in 50, I'm blue today, too. Hey, boys in blue, I'm not coming back this season. This is it for me. Song makes me so happy because it's just a song about wanting to play baseball. We're born again, there's new grass on the field. Isn't bluegrass music? Is bluegrass also a grass? Headed for home. You know those YouTube videos that are like the B movie, but every time the word B is said, it gets 10% faster?
Yeah.
Or more distorted or whatever.
That's what I need.
I want Center Field by John Fogerty, except it gets more distorted every time he makes a loosely veiled baseball reference or a direct baseball reference.
I can do that. We'll play it every time the Royals stink.
Oh, dude, it's going to be so bad, like a verse in, although it's already not great. To get more distorted constantly. Eventually it's gonna sound like you're playing it through like a jet. Like a jet engine.
Pretty soon it's just gonna sound like static that's just like
Right. And I think that's appropriate. I think that's the aesthetic for the 2018 Royals. Is unbelievably distorted John Fogerty. Put me in cold. I'm ready to play. No one's ready to play today. including Alex Gordon, who could be... Alex Gordon cannot be... God dang it, Beards. I just wanted to hear him say center field.
Oof. You remember when it was 4-0?
Marlins man doesn't want to be with the Marlins anymore. Who does?
Not the Marlins, let me tell you.
No, not the Marlins. He apparently offered to buy 3 years of tickets, season tickets in advance at a 10% discount for paying up front, and the team said no. It seemed like a good deal. Take 10% off and you have him locked in for 3 years?
Uh-huh.
I get it. But I also understand that baseball teams aren't a garage sale, Marlins man. You can't just be like, all right, well, I like these. I'll take these three DVDs, but if I buy three, do I get one free?
You can't
like,
haggle.
Sure, yeah. You don't really haggle with a baseball franchise. It's kind of a weird move. Are you gonna have a version of the song that just doesn't include the word center field?
I could do that.
Please don't. Anyway, so Marlins man is feuding with the Marlins and also Derek Jeter. This is a paragraph and then a quote via sportingnews.com. Please listen to this closely. It will be worth it, I promise. Levy, who is Marlins man, is unhappy that under Jeter, the team traded away most of its top veteran players, including 2017 NL MVP Giancarlo Stanton, along with Christian Yelich, D. Gordon, and Marcelo Ozuna. Quote from Marlins man. Derek Jeter is a Hall of Fame... Oh. Let me try that one more time. Let me take another run of that.
Insert rewind sound effect here.
Zip, zip, zip. Quote from Marlins man. Quote. Derek Jeter is a Hall of Fame player and a virgin and inexperienced corporate owner and baseball manager of a team. I wish them luck and success. I hope they have a winning team in my lifetime. I bet Derek Jeter's most of those things. I bet Derek Jeter is a Hall of Fame player. Yep. He is an inexperienced corporate owner, and he is an inexperienced corporate owner of a baseball manager of a team. Did you catch the questionable one in there? One more time. Derek Jeter is a Hall of Fame player and a virgin and inexperienced corporate owner and baseball manager of a team.
I think he meant that as, like, as an owner?
No, I don't think so.
I hope so.
No, I don't think so. No one says that you're a corporate virgin. That's not a thing. But it's also a really weird punch to throw at Derek Jeter. Unless Marlins man knows way more about Derek Jeter than any of us do, and Derek Jeter's just been throwing us smoke screens this whole time. Oh, that was funny. Also... Marlins man is in Kansas City a lot. It seems like he likes Kansas City. Kansas City tends to like Marlins man, but he does now want to be wooed as if he was an NBA free agent in a way that is a little bit troublesome to me.
Oh, also very quickly, I'll point out that Derek Jeter has a kid.
I did not know that. That's hilarious. And a great point. That's tremendous. I think that's the end of our Marlins man discussion. I don't think it can get better than that.
Oh, look, Escobar is up.
It's 11-4.
It's going to be really funny to listen back to in a podcast.
I think that, yeah, I don't know if you mean that sarcastically or seriously. I think it will actually be funny to listen back to this in a podcast.
Listen to us break the segment.
Is this the segment you think we broke?
Yes.
Yeah, center field wasn't great.
No.
I mean, it was great.
It was, but just like for our spirits.
Yeah.
Oh, fly out and ground out. Yep, that's about Escobar Day.
So, hey, honey, glad you're home. How was your day at work? I had a real Escobar day. Oh, no. Do you want a hug or just... No, I'm going to lay on the couch for a little while.
Bring me that 360 Royals
that
vodka.
Blueberry, yeah. 360 vodka, yeah.
Yeah.
I want to... Hey, honey, do me a favor, please. Could you get that... You know that Gatorade squeeze bottle I have? Sure, yeah. Could you put just the Blueberry Royals 360 vodka? Could you just pour that into the Gatorade squeeze bottle and then just bring it over here? Yeah, of course, honey. Yeah, no, honey, listen. We've been married for 15 years. When you come home and say you've had an Escobar day, I am already pouring it into that Gatorade squeeze bottle. You're the best, dear. Thank you. I know. Gluck, gluck, gluck. Escobar day. On the plus side, you know, I mean, at least this is, you know, like, it's not the Royals' fault that they brought him back this year. It's not like they had a young shortstop prospect who could be getting all these at-bats or anything. Not that they're paying him a bunch of money to be here.
It's like the reverse of last year.
Hmm?
Where they left Mondesi in the majors for too long.
Right.
To start the year. Now he's just not there.
Yeah, there was a thing today about Whit Merrifield experiencing his first MLB opening day, and I was like, what? Like, oh, yeah. He wasn't on the team at the beginning of the season last year. Did Escobar ground out?
Yes. Probably.
Yep, no, he did. Honey! Bring me my Gatorade squeeze bottle. Oy. Where's Alex Gordon batting in the lineup today? Do you know? Can I get some music for looking at the Royals lineup today, please? I have a question. Thank you. I love Jeopardy. Oh my goodness. This is from 30 minutes ago. After six innings. So, and we're in the bottom of the seventh right now. Oh, Whit? No, Butera! Butera, long foul ball. Almost a homer. I guess this is still true. Adam Teichert tweeted, the Royals don't have a hit since the first inning. I'm a somewhat a Jorge Soler believer. I was a bigger fan of Jorge Bonifacio, but, you know.
Horse steroids.
Is he in the AB? Ask me if Jorge Bonifacio is in the lineup today.
Hey, Josh, is Jorge Bonifacio in the lineup today?
Nay. But so, Jupiter, never mind. No, hold on. I spoke too soon. And there we go. Nope, that's a ball. I kind of like Jorge Soler. Not as much as I liked Jorge Bonifacio.
Or as much as I liked Wade Davis.
But Jorge Soler is batting one, two, three, four, sixth. He's batting sixth. And, they just showed a couple people in the stands. Looks so sad. And,
that's how many people are in the stands.
Right. Here's the bottom three of today's lineup. Alex Gordon, Alcides Escobar, Drew Butera. I'm ready to play. On the plus side, Danny Duffy's four innings, got him five earned runs.
There are ads behind the plate right now for AAA.
That is so funny. That is such a good call. It's for the vehicle insurance, whatever, but it should be for Omaha.
I like the Royals. Boy, do they frustrate me.
They do.
They're the best at this.
Yeah, actually, I was actually like trying to piece this together a second ago. I'm surprised by how much they frustrate you. Because there are a few things that I've figured out working with you for every day for about 6 months now. I talk to you more often than literally anyone else in my life, which is, I think, for both of us, horrifying.
Yeah.
And I've figured out that there are a few things that really aggravate you. Incompetence in general really aggravates you. A misallocation of funds and hours really frustrates you.
Hey, a hit!
Tributaire got a hit.
We got a hit!
Tributaire with a frozen rope down the third baseline. Fears just did jazz hands. There are a few things that really frustrate you.
This is going to be a long season.
It is. But I don't know if anything in sports ever really frustrates you. There are things that really frustrate you, but I'm not sure I've ever seen sports really frustrate. Even like the Celtics with NBA stuff, which is what you care most about. I don't think I've ever seen you get like super frustrated.
I used to be more with Boston. Then after the KG and Paul Pierce Celtics kind of went away,
yeah.
There was that dry spell, and it was just kind of like, okay, they're fun. And then now they ramp back up. I'm a little more into it, but I'm nowhere near as crazy about it as I used to be.
But to see you like truly, I'm gonna take a break. Truly upset by the Royals, truly frustrated by their day one meltdown is really confusing for me.
It's so Royals.
It's also kind of upsetting for me. Like I'm worried about you. I don't know if you're gonna be able to get through 162 games of this.
I don't think they'll be able to get through 162 games of this.
Well, there's no question about that.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports.
Welcome to Almost Entirely Existential Dread.
With Joshua Briscoe.
I'm your host, Who Cares Anymore?
On ESPN Kansas City.
I've tweeted at 360 Vodka. You mother... I'm so mad. If I don't get to hear Drake sing that opening line, I think we missed it. I think we're out of time. I think it's gone. Keith is asking the comments, can anyone recommend a good place to buy a couch? That's the place to lay while you're drinking 360 blue raspberry vodka out of a Gatorade squirt bottle. That's the White Sox today. Going home constantly. For a second, third, and then home. They've done that 11 times. So hit us up, 360 Vodka. We have been... I just followed the account. And I'll follow him from the ESPN Kansas City account also. We've given you a lot of free publicity today, and we will continue to do so. But whenever I come in again here on Friday, whenever we come in again, Monday, whenever it is, Beards and I really desperately need you to help us get through this. This baseball season. Yeah. Is there more than a minute left in the show? Was that a false start on the close music?
No, there's 38 seconds.
Great, perfect. Just give me we don't need to go back to the actual close music. We'll ride center field out today. You just let me know. They are tweeting about it. Royal Berry. It looks and sounds amazing. Also, you know, we're just sort of staring a sober season in the eyes, and I really hate that. All right, well, this was a show. Thanks for nothing, Royals. Bye, Mom!
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe on ESPN Kansas City.